do you discipline your kids? What has actually worked for you? 1-800-330-9999. I'll be the first one to admit I have a lot of trouble in this area. I call it creative parenting, but many psychiatrists have come on the show and said that I'm doing it wrong.
I mean, that's true. I've been witness to those conversations.
Yeah,
yeah, you lie to your kids sometimes.
Well,
and tell them silly things.
For their own good.
I mean, for their own good. That person over there is a stranger, and if you walk away from mommy, that person will take you. Not necessarily for their own good.
Dakota, my two-year-old, is a wanderer, and she's the one, like, what you just take her eyes off her for 1 second in a public place, and she's gone.
Mm.
So I just, and I did it with Hayden, too, my older daughter, who's 12,
yeah.
And it worked beautifully. I would just point to men, and I would say that they would kidnap her, and then they would be terrified and stay by my side. It's not working so great with Dakota, because she's fearless.
I mean, just a regular guy was happened to be in the vicinity, not a kidnapper, by the way.
Right. Yeah. So I started doing some research about ways that you can actually discipline your kids, because especially now with a toddler like I have, she's nuts. Like, mm-hmm. Dakota's nuts. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. She is my baby girl and I adore her, but she's hard.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out what can you actually do to discipline kids that is effective and good for them, you know, so that they can grow up to be responsible adults and not psychopaths.
Sure. You should listen to a professional on that matter if you have no idea. Right. You've reached the end of your rope.
So toddlers, 2 and 3 years old, according to this website, Parents, says that you should use the timeouts. Timeouts should only last for 1 minute for how old they are. So if they're 2 years old or 3 years old, it's 2 or 3 minutes, maximum of 5 minutes. And you should change the tone of your voice when you're telling them they're going in timeout. I have tried this with Dakota, and Dakota is like the Hulk. Like, she turns, because I'll say to her, I'll be like, Dakota, you're going to go in timeout. And then she goes, aah! And I try to put her in the seat where she has to sit.
Yeah.
And she flails and screams like a demon, right?
And then do you let her go?
No.
Be honest.
Do
you hold her down on the chair?
And I think,
that can't be what they say on the thing, right?
I can't be doing this right. Right.
I mean, it can't be what they say.
But she'll just get up. I'm like, what? I don't understand. Like, she doesn't understand that you have to stay in the timeout. And I'm like, there's nowhere in this article that says you have to tie them. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I feel like the toddler thing, like, timeout is just far... It's too much for them at that age. Like, especially now, kids are moving a million miles a minute, right? So timeout, like, you have to understand the concept of you're supposed to sit there, and you'll hate it then. But I mean, when you're a kid, you're just going to tear out.
All the experts say this. Okay, preschoolers, 4 to 5 years old, you're supposed to do the two rule. You tell them one time what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, you give them a consequence, but you have to have, it has to be a real consequence.
Yeah.
And then you follow through. So you have to be like, don't spit all over your sister again.
Right.
And then when they spit all over their sister, inevitably, which will happen.
What is the consequence,
you
though?
Say, if you spit on your sister again, I will take away your dinosaur toys.
Okay, so the second one is not actually implying the consequence. You're just telling them that there will be a consequence.
Yes.
Now, what happens if they do it a third time?
You have to take away the dinosaur toys. Okay. But you can't see the mistake I have. I was like, I'll take your dinosaur toys and I'll throw them in the garbage. And you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
And that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's too far. And then they know that after the first time that that's not going to happen.
Right.
And okay.
This is when you do the counting. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
If you don't stop spitting on your sister by the time I say three,
there'll be consequences and I'll cut out your tongue.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Right. You can't cut out their tongue.
No.
It has to be things like, I'll put soap in your mouth, but then you really have to do that, which I don't think anybody does anymore.
Can you do that anymore?
I don't think you're allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that you can.
I don't know. What do you do to discipline your kids that you have found to be beneficial? 1-800-330-9999. What's the beneficial way that you discipline your kids? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes it feels like these kids are actively trying to kill us, like my toddler, Dakota.
Yeah, when you say beneficial, do you mean like effective, or do you mean like it makes your day better?
I all around. Like, just whatever we got to do to survive it. Let's be honest.
My friend's father used to have a joke that whenever the kids would get in trouble, he's like, that's why I raised my own basketball team. So whenever it was that he had a job going on and he had, you know, like he would let us sleep over the other kids from the neighborhood, he always had us working in the yard all the time. So if there was a garden project, put in a fence, anything like that, digging ditches, he actually made us do it.
So you figure that manual labor is the way to discipline your kids when they're not behaving?
I didn't say I did it.
Okay.
I'm just saying that when I slept over there, there was usually some sort of job entail because we were going to be, you know, a pain in the butt when we were over there.
Did you enjoy having that? when you're like, oh, God, I'm going to Timmy's house. We're going to have to mow the lawn again. Or were you, like, annoyed by it?
It was Danny's house, and his dad, Bruce, always had something for us to do. And it was tougher than you should have 12 or 13-year-olds working.
That's not bad.
Say that.
Just have, like, a million things, like a checklist of things that kids have to do. So they're just too busy to have to actually do anything wrong.
In my house, my parents just always wanted me out of their face. So if I got into trouble, it was go to your room or go outside or something like that. I do remember with my sister that they used to take away the VCR.
Yeah.
Because she would just watch Sound of Music and Mary Poppins, well, a different Cinderella all day over and over and over again. They took away the VCR.
Yeah.
And it was like the castle was falling down. It was terrible.
But it's different now because I can't send my older daughter, Hayden is 12. Like, I can't send her to her room. You mean where her Chromebook, her iPhone, her TV, her LED lights, all her favorite books, her crafts, like her, that I'm going to send her there to paradise where she also doesn't have to deal with me. I've come up with a perfect solution is that for Hayden, my oldest one, when she isn't good, I just have her sit next to me quietly while I work. No phone, no TV. She just has to sit by my side in silence while I do my work.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you discipline your kids?
Well, I usually count down from five, but the way my 2 and 3-year-old are set up, they'll go in the corner and they'll start playing with one another.
So if you are going to discipline them, they'll just they'll take it upon themselves to come up with an activity in the area that you're restricting them to anyways.
Yeah, like my 2-year-old, she'll sit there, she'll sing, they'll position themselves where they can see the TV, so it's not that bad. It's like, all right, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss here.
Yeah, you know what you got to do, Dad. You got to throw the TV out the window when they look at it at that point.
That's exactly what you're not supposed to do.
No?
No.
Okay.
And, you know, here's the thing about the counting. Maybe you're using too many numbers. Like, if you start at 5, they get bored by the time you get to 2. You know?
Anna's speaking for herself, right? I mean,
75.
She's trying to imagine if I gave her a countdown to 5 by 3, she'd be like, come on already.
Right. I'd be asleep on this counter right here. Right.
Well, good luck, man.
God,
good luck.
We're all in the same boat. God bless us. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you punish your kids?
Yeah, for me, that's super easy. So my kids all hate to vacuum. So I make them vacuum. Like, that's their punishment. And it also works out perfectly for me because I also hate to vacuum. So I basically, like, look for things that they're doing wrong so that they have to do the vacuuming for us. So, you know, if they leave their little plastic water cups all over the house, guess what? They're going to be vacuuming.
It's kind of evil, but
genius.
I'm sure pretty effective. Yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
Do they do a good job?
They will after a few times, right? You train them, or they're gonna go again.
It ends up okay.
All right. What has been the beneficial way that you discipline your kids? 1-800-330-9999. According to parents, there are certain things you're supposed to do at different ages for disciplining your kids. If they're a toddler, that's when you use timeouts, which I've reported back to you with my toddler, Dakota, does not work.
Yeah, I mean, it seems hard to put a 2-year-old in a seat and actually expect them to sit there for 2 minutes.
Well, she turns into the Incredible Hulk. She's like,
yeah, that's fun to listen to.
All the time, yeah. For preschoolers, you're supposed to do the 2 rule. First time you don't listen, you tell them, okay, I'm going to give you a second chance, but if you do it again, I'm going to have this consequence. Like, I'm going to take away your toys or whatever.
Huh.
But then if they actually do it, you have to follow through on the consequence. So you can't say something like, take away all your clothes and throw them in a giant bonfire, because you'll never actually do that.
Well, unless you're prepared to do that and send them to school in a burlap sack.
If you have a school-aged child, you're supposed to use this thing called the coach approach. You coach them on what's the right thing to do, and then you ask them what would they do differently next time. I just can't. I can't. Like, these experts, like, you're about to lose your mind, right? Because this kid is talking back to you, has an attitude, all that.
Yeah, if you're going to be a coach, like, they have to be coachable.
Right.
Good luck with that.
And for tweens, you're supposed to use negotiations. Use the when and then. When you stop talking back, then you can have your iPhone.
Meh.
I mean, all these things in theory.
Right. Sound great if you lived inside a bubble and your kid was the Partridge Family. Right.
Right.
Right. But in real life now, the things that they see every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
My favorite part is the best way to discipline teens. All they say is don't take it personally. So basically, you just let them do whatever they want.
Right. You'll love me again when you're 25, I guess.
I guess. 1-800-330-9999. What have you done that actually works to discipline your kids?
The burden of punishment, just thinking of it, it just becomes too much. So I actually, let my other two kids decide on what, you know, the other, I have three kids. So two of them will decide what the punishment is and makes it easy for me. Sometimes it's good. Other times it's silly. Like sometimes they'll say like no iPad or no TV or no dessert. Other times it's like you're sleeping in the living room or you have to make spaghetti and put it on his head and you have to keep it there for like 3 minutes while he sits in the corner. And
wow.
I did it.
Yep. Good. I love it.
That's what happens when a four-year-old decides punishment. And he did not like the spaghetti on his head. I will say that. And he did not like the corner either. So I was pretty solid.
I would think that when I was younger, because me and my brother and my sister were close in age kind of, that it would have been hilarious. And it would have been probably so much more detrimental than the actual punishments that we got if we had to decide for each other.
Well, because the thing is you know it's going to come back around. Like, it only takes you one or two times to pull the joke, where other times you start to, okay, what is fair? You try and lessen the blow.
Yeah.
And therefore, you keep each other out of trouble. Might be brilliant, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you punish your kids?
Yeah, so I get my best toothbrush out, and I give it to them, and I say, start working on my car. Make them wash the whole thing, front to back, using just that toothbrush. Take a video of it and blast it all over Facebook.
Wait, then who uses a toothbrush after if you gave them your best toothbrush?
I mean, people have extra toothbrushes in the garage.
But he said the best one. I mean, are you going to take your best one?
Does anybody have a favorite toothbrush?
Everybody has a favorite toothbrush.
How many toothbrushes are you using on the regular?
I have two toothbrushes, but I have a favorite one. I guess one is just a backup toothbrush.
What?
Yeah.
If my electric
one, if my electric one is dead, then I use the backup regular handheld.
I see. Okay. I see. Right. You have to go back to the Stone Age.
Right. But, you know, I don't use it to, like, wash my husband's car.